experience.
It's time for the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.
My brothers and sisters, let me thank you for tuning in to the CB Helping Hands Ministry Radio Broadcasting. May God continue to shine His light upon all of us. Now, let me go to the Word of God in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Let us go to the throne of grace. O gracious God, O merciful God, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to magnify your name, to lift you up, you're an awesome God. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord, we come to you seeking your guidance now. We praying for wisdom, Lord, from on high. Father God, you said in your word, do not come being anxious, have anxiety or worrying about anything, but come to you with thanksgiving. Make our requests known to you with prayer and supplication. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your Son who died for all our sins, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Lord, if you don't do anything else, you have certainly done enough. Now, Lord, we come, Father God, because we want to hear from heaven. Lord, at times like these, we need to hear a word from you. Now, Lord, as I decrease, as you increase, Lord, you know what your people need to hear on today. Lord, use me, speak through me for a word, for a revelation for your people. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit now is upon us. Because you say when two and three gather your name that you're in the midst. Lord, we thank you for your presence being with us. Now, Lord, we know that somebody is going to be saved today. Somebody's going to be healed today. Lord, somebody is going to have a peace of mind today. Reconcile relationships. Hallelujah. Marriage is going to come back together. Sons and fathers going to get together. Mother and daughters going to come together. Father God, we come now, Lord, and Holy Spirit, have your way. In sweet Jesus' name we pray, amen. In the book of Deuteronomy, we see here in the text on today, and I will read for our hearing. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Lord, have mercy, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herd, the increase of your cattle, and the offsprings of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kindling bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to talk to you today with the Lord's help and with his spirit. The subject this morning is, it's in your hands. It is in your hands. In the book of Deuteronomy, you see that God provides a list of blessings for being obedience, following by a list of curses for being disobedience. The list of blessings for being obedience is in verse 1 through 14. And God followed this from verse 15 by a list of curses by being disobedience. And I want to talk today about being obedient to God. And I want to talk to you today about it is in your hands. Today is the day that you can decide whether you want blessings upon your life or curses upon your life. And I want to say today that obedience has its privileges. We know that now they give you credit cards that they call rewards cards. And we know now that the American Express always had a commercial, don't leave home without it. But I tell you today, my brothers and sisters, that there are rewards in being obedient to God's word. When we obey the Lord, we can live a life of joy without shame. When we obey the Lord, we can have an assurance that God is going to continue to give us his blessings. So as we look now into the word of God, I want to say to all our brothers and sisters, we know that God is a way maker. And so we see here now that God is saying that if we just be obedient to his word, he will give us all these blessings. It is God's will that everyone be blessed according to the scriptures. His promises of a fulfilling and abundant life. In John 10:10, God talks about that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But in that same verse, he says that I come that you may have life and have life abundantly. God says he wants us to be blessed. It's not just for a certain people, whether you rich or poor, or black or white. God says that I don't care who you are. If you're obedient to my word, I will shower you with blessings. My blessings will chase you down. So my brothers and sisters, I must tell you that it's in your hands. It does not matter who you are, what your race is, or your nationality. It does not matter whether you went to Yale University or Yale University. It does not matter whether you're single or you're married. What matters is, my brothers and sisters, is that you're obedient to the word of God. He tells Abraham, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. And I will bless you and all people on earth. He says that I will bless you. He says, Abraham, people be blessed through you. Praise his holy name. So we see here that our blessings come from the Lord, not from man, but from the Lord. God is our source of our blessings, not man. Blessings is more than material things. Oh, I like material things just like the next person. But my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something that's more than material things, more than money. God's blessings are priceless. In other words, God's blessings will give you a peace of mind in the midst of the storm. God's blessing, hallelujah, will give you favor when you don't have the degree to get the job. God's blessings, hallelujah, will give you favor to open up doors that you never thought you could walk through. I'm talking about the blessings of God. God is the one, hallelujah, that's going to give us the blessings. Because we know that in the book of Psalms, it tells the earth is the Lord, hallelujah, and everything in it. My brothers and sisters, wisdom is a blessing. Praise his holy name. And so we know that God said, I will give you blessings. God said, I'll even take care of your enemies if you just be obedient to my word. So it's in our hands whether we're going to get blessed or whether we're going to be cursed. Praise his holy name. Now, if we fully obey and carefully follow God's commandments, God said that I will bless you. The way to his blessings is by doing life God's way, not our way, but God's way. It is clear that God's desire is to bless us with abundance and success, but we have to do it God's way and not our way. My brothers and sisters, it's in our hands. If we just align ourselves up with the word of God. Let me give you an illustration about alignment. I went to buy some tires the other day, and I had no idea that the fact that I had no idea that my car was out of alignment. But the tires on the inside was worn. I was about to have a blowout, and I'm so glad I went in time to get new tires. But the mechanic told me that you need to align the car. If you align the car, your tires will not wear out on the inside. They looked good on the outside, but it was wearing on the inside. My brothers and sisters, we must align ourselves up with God, because we can look good on the outside and we eaten up on the inside. I can dress up in a suit, but on the inside, I'm going through pain. I'm hurting. Devastation. But God said, align up with me and I'll bless you going in. I'll bless you coming out. Align up with me and we can walk in the narrow path. He said, align up with me and I'll make your enemies your footstool. He said, align up with me and I give you what you need. I supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. God said, just align yourself up with me, Lord, hallelujah. And he said that I will shower you with blessing. My brothers and sisters, must align ourselves up with God. Hallelujah. We used to play a game, and that game was simply called Simon Said. And the game was to the point where if you made a move without saying Simon Said, you had to go back. And I just stopped this morning and let my brothers and sisters know that when God says move, that is Simon, Jesus Christ, we can keep on moving forward, but we should not make a move without God. God said to all of us, just follow my commandments. Just follow my word. Don't let this word depart from your mouth. That's what he said in Joshua. Also in the word of God, the word of God says, look here, what are you going? You going to follow man or follow me? And we don't earn our blessings, my brothers and sisters. Let me say that again. We do not earn our blessings. We inherit our blessings because of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ said we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So I got to line myself up with God. And God said to all of us that if you align yourself up with me, there is nothing that is impossible for me to do for you and your family. My brothers and sisters, I'm saying this morning, we want the blessings of God. To get the blessings of God, we must be obedient. Because remember, it's in your hands. Hallelujah. Whether we get blessed or we get cursed. Hallelujah. So if it's in our hands, we just got to follow the word of God. My brothers and sisters, remember that we cannot be God-giving no matter how hard that we try. So there are benefits in being obedient to God. There are benefits beyond measure. In other words, not just benefits when I leave here and go to heaven. I'm talking about benefits while I'm here now. Oh, hallelujah. We have benefits on the job, but God is the one that can give us the best benefits is serving God. He is better than a 401k. Hallelujah. He's better than 2 weeks paid vacation. He's better than health care, Obamacare. He's better than a dental plan. In other words, my God and your God, there is benefits in serving God. There's benefits and privileges in being obedient to God's word. So my brothers and sisters, I just want to say to you on this morning, it is in your hands. You decide what to do. Hallelujah. It is in your hands. Whether God bless you or whether you have curses upon your life. And I'm so glad that we serve a God that will give us not just a second chance, but another chance and another chance to be obedient to his word. The children of Israel turned their life around and was obedient to God, and he blessed them. You know the word. May God bless you and keep you. Tune in again We love you. God loves you. Remember, it is in your hands.
Thank you for tuning in to the CB Helping Hands Ministries program with Apostle Shalia on Praise 107.9.